Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
And now we move on to attorney Dave Schluter. I have a listener that you helped, Mike, a loyal Home Sweet Home Chicago listener from Carroll Stream, heard about a homeowner who switched insurance companies to lower their payment for their home coverage. And the homeowner tried to save some money by having the next insurer start at the beginning of the next month. But because of the gap in coverage, the home ended up not being insured when a hailstorm came through the area. There was significant damage, of course. How can this situation be avoided in the future? Because that is unbelievable.
It's a one in a million, but years ago when I first started practicing in Streamwood, they had something called a microburst, which a 10-minute tornado. Then they had one, Megan Kochmeyer, in the morning, 75th and 355. They had that off, you guys remember. Three homes only had half the homes torn off. You could still see the kids' clothes in the closets as the helicopter flew by.
Yeah.
Microburst. So this could have been a microburst hailstorm. But here's the thing. When I started doing real estate purchases, I always noticed a form in the mortgage packages that said, "Dear borrower, you must never let the insurance lapse. We don't mind you switching insurance, but you got to let us know," because of course the lender gets named. But the main thing in that sentence was, "Don't let it lapse." And I would say to myself, well, that makes sense. So in this case, don't play around. Now, the market right now, I know all the State Farm offices, for example, are having a lot of calls throughout the Chicago area, 25% across the board. It was in the Tribune. I mean, it's like no negotiating. They just took a hit across the whole Chicago area for premium increase. So this gentleman would have had an increase and thought, you know, I'll save a few bucks. And when he was shopping it from away from whoever he was dropping, just the luck of the draw, no coverage. And all the insurance companies save every weather report every day in their servers because a lot of people fake hail damage. You'd be surprised. You mean people might be dishonest? Yes. So they have all the American Weather Service, all the local radar. They all have that in their computers. In fact, some of the aggressive salespeople take that with them on an iPad. And when they go door to door to say, "Do you want a new roof?" they can say, "Your home, here's the radar over your home. Your whole neighborhood got killed. And so we want to go up on the roof and check it out." And it's a good sales tactic, but it's legit, because if it's a serious enough storm, they have all kinds of ways of knowing this amount of hail for this amount of hours, what it does based on the age of the shingles. So in this case, yeah, the guy had to pay for his own roof repair. Luckily, it wasn't a total replacement. So the word to the wise is, out of dollars and cents, even if it's going to cost you a few bucks, have it be seamless. February 28th, end of coverage. February 28th, starting the new coverage. Have it even double insured for a day in case the clock ticks and the
That's
fire
That's good starts. Advice.
Yeah, so don't mess with it, even if it's for a few bucks. You know, insurance is annoying. Car insurance is high right now, home insurance. But the time you need it, I mean, when you have enough going on to make a claim, even with your deductible, you are going to be glad you have it because it's big money with labor costs now, material costs, enough to call your company, you'll be glad you have it. And I don't sell insurance, but I can just tell you the dollars add up. And also on the liability provisions that homeowners insurance gives, if you do something to a neighbor or there's some kind of where you incur some, you don't manage your property right and you get a liability, all homeowners agents sell a liability provision that you and your family members are covered for any actions you do that could hurt someone else, a neighbor or a passerby. So it not only rebuilds your home, but it also protects you and you get a free lawyer. They provide defense counsel. And again, these are all things that just happen to people. So it's don't mess with it. Keep it seamless. That's the way to go.
Be prepared.
Yeah, just keep it. Don't fool with it for a few bucks to not have it, you know, be seamless.
That's why he is your trusted legal advisor for real estate, business, and estate planning. He's David Schluter. How do people reach you?
Sure, WGNattorney.com, and then the landline. I have four great staff. You can call during the week, 630-285-5300, and we have a wood sign outside my office, always a free consultation, and that is legit. If you happen to call and say you want to get together, whether you use me or not, that first round of talking is on the house, and you never leave the office not knowing what our services will be if you decide to hire us.
Good to know. All right. Can you answer a question in 3 minutes?
Sure.
All right. 630, 20 years ago, my mother, now 90 years old, put my brother and I on her deed to her house. She has a will but has no other assets. The house is paid for. When she passes, does the house go to probate, or do my brother and I retain ownership since we are on the deed?
I am so glad you reached out. Check this out. Yes, it won't go to probate because you guys are already owners, but I want you to give me a call or call your family attorney. You need to get off that deed right away, back into mom's name if she's still competent, and have her do a trust or a transfer on death back to you. Right now, you guys are sitting ducks because when you go to sell, you're going to have to go back to the price she paid many decades ago for figuring capital gains. There's no way around it unless you come off that right away. And again, you can call us or another attorney from the family or whoever helps your mother, but they're going to tell you the same thing. It's a low-cost way to do it, but I've had, it's my 40th year next year, I've had people stare at me, why do I owe $50,000? Because their mom bought it for $82,500 and now it's $300,000. And so if you're at it already, when you sell, you guys are going to go back to her price. There's still time if she's competent to get off of that, and she can put it back into a trust, leaving it to you, or a transfer on death, leaving it to you. Then you'll get it at what's called the stepped-up basis. So if it's gone to $300,000, you don't have any taxes for inheriting that home.
All right. Can you answer this in 1 minute?
Sure.
A new question, 773. I sold a rental property that I have in my trust. I no longer own it. Do I have to change my trust to reflect that?
You do not need to do that at all. Do not let any attorney say you need to. It all know every lawyer who handles sales, estates, knows that it's only what you own when you pass away. Just as if you put in the 82 Corvette and you already sold it on eBay, you don't need to come see me.
All right, and another one, I feel lucky now, 219. My mom recently passed away in the state of Mississippi. She had done a TOD to myself. My question is, when the house sells, will I have to pay taxes on the capital gains?
If you hold on to it for a long time after she passes, then you will have a problem because you do inherit it. The date of the death certificate is your valuation. So whenever that date is ascertained, you should go ahead and call somebody down there and get that appraised as of the day of mom's passing. They all have those records. The realtors can do that. Keep that in your file. If you hang on to it as a rental or you hang on to it, your capital gain will be due for what it went from. So if it was $200 when she passed and it's $250, you'll deal with that. But if you sell it right away, usually there's no impact. You tell the IRS that you sold it for the same value on the day she went to heaven.
Oh, how do you keep all this information in your head?
It's a wonderful gift, and the thing about it is when you're honest and you care, you also are willing to say on the phone, I need to check this out. I'm the first guy to do that because, in fact, anything that comes in the office, even from current clients, it's not anything that I handle. I refer those things out so fast to trusted friends. But no, I mean, with age, of course, you know, you're not always where you used to be. But I also work enough.
Yeah.
You know.
And
so
congrats on 40 years.
Yes, yes. Keeping working keeps that all pretty much there. So thanks for all the calls.